From a helicopter above, a view of the West Bank and Gaza, and a reminder of Israel's tiny footprint in the volatile Middle East. And on the ground in the border town of Sderot, John McCain surveyed damage caused by frequent Hamas rocket attacks and said Israel had every right to respond with force.
But hopefully we'll have a peace process that will bring all of this to an end. In the meantime, every nation has the right to defend itself against attack.
The crude Qassams rarely kill.
It took the whole roof out.
Yeah.
But the near-daily attacks leave a trail of destruction and the town on edge. On this side of the border, many want an even tougher military response.
On the other side, there are some who say, well, when Israel responds, it does so disproportionately. What would you do about that?
Well, I would probably stop provoking a response, I think, is one of the big first things I would think about.
Defense Minister Ehud Barak stuck to the script when asked about McCain's presidential ambitions.
He's now heading a congressional delegation, and we meet on these terms.
The senator was welcomed by a host of top Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. Some here worry he would pressure Israel on settlements more than President Bush has. But his tough line on Iran is welcomed here. The foreign minister among those who greeted him warmly.
I know that we share the same understanding.
McCain spoke by phone Tuesday night with President Mahmoud Abbas, but the absence of a face-to-face meeting angered Palestinians.
Unfortunately, the competition between the different candidates to please the Jewish lobby and the right-wing lobby in the United States has been always on the expense of the ability of the United States to play a constructive role in trying to help solving the Palestinian problem.
Why not spend any time with Palestinians on this trip? They say it's proof to them you wouldn't be an honest broker, or that at least until you're president, you're pandering to the lobby back home.
Well, they're free to say whatever they want to say.
This, a morning stop at perhaps Judaism's most sacred site, the Western Wall in Jerusalem's Old City, where McCain was cheered by American tourists, got a glimpse of the feisty Israeli press corps, and with his two Senate colleagues, paused for a moment of prayer and reflection. John King, CNN, Jerusalem.